So the sixth perek, and really from now to the 6 through 9, which is the end of the Masechta, deal with brachas. Brachas. We the first three were Shema, the second two were Tefillah, now the last four are brachas. The sixth perek deals with basically birchas and nanan, basically mostly brachas and food. Basically brachas and food, and a bit of benching at the end there. The seventh perek will deal with the zimun. The eighth will be other devarim hanogim suda, different things to do with the meal. And nine will be with birchas hodah, blessings of praise. But now the sixth perek here is blessings on food. Okay, so we start with fruit. It says ketzad mevarchan al peros. On what? How do you make a bracha? What bracha do you make on fruit? So peros really in this mitzvah should be translated as produce, I think, accurately, because we're talking about both fruits and vegetables. You'll see in a second. But peros, that's produce, things that grow on the ground. So it says al peros ha'ilon, fruit that comes from a tree. The Sefer Carmel says, that the Malvim says, what's the difference between an ilan and an eitz? Interesting, right? So he says that an eitz is a tree, and an ilan is like a mature tree, as opposed to a natiya, which is like a sapling, immature tree. So it's meduyuk, I guess, because here you can't eat fruit from a natiya, you have to wait till it's passed through orla. So, what bracha al peras ilan on fruit of the tree, Omer Borei Priya Eitz. You say the bracha, he who creates the fruit of the tree. A tree is a, halachli is a tree, is a plant that has a woody stem. I'm summarizing here, I'm bottom lining it here. It's a woody stem, and that it's a fruit grows off the same branch perennially, year after year. Right? That's la halacha. Okay? There are some who say that you don't need the perennial, the wooden stem. As long as it's perennial, you're okay. So that's like the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. So that for that, you'd have like strawberries, would be Bepri Ha'etz, according to those people. But the Pasha says, as long as it's got a woody stem, like a grapevine, as a wooden stem, and it, year after year, from the same branch, fruits come. As opposed to, like, say, a banana. Where a banana, famous, grows on what you'd look like, call a tree. What happens is, like a, let's call it a branch, comes out, and the banana grows off it, and then in the winter, that whole branch dies, and a new one shoots out and grows, and the bananas come off the next one. Not the same branch year after year. So, that's what makes something a tree. So, on those things, say, brave creates. And ask me how I have to grow. Oh, okay. Chut min ayayin, except for wine. Wine grows, wine is a fruit. It's the highest level of the produce of the vine. And, it has a special bracha. Shall yain omer, on wine you make a bracha brei pri hagafen, creates the fruit of the vine. There the pasha is the fruit is actually referring to the wine, the liquid. And the gafen is the grape. Right? Not the grape tree. That's the pasha's here. But brei pri hagafen is on the fruit of the gafen is referring to the liquid, the wine. The wine, not the grape. Yeah? It only goes on wine, right, or grape juice, really, not on grapes. And the Gemara brings two reasons why. It says because wine has two properties special. Number one, it makes you happy. Actually, it satisfies you. And number two, it makes you happy. It's satiating. For example, you know, you have halachas. You have the kiddush b'makom suda. You can drink like a double revius and biyotzi your kviyas suda. We say wine fills you up, and also makes you happy. That's the alcoholic effect of wine. So that's special. Because of that, we get a special bracha. Valaperos ha'aretz, and on fruit of the earth. So now let's just define this for a second here, as everything that goes from the ground, that's not a tree, right? That's the simple understanding here. Fruit of the earth, things that grow. Oma b'rei pri ha'adama. He creates fruit of the ground. Chutz min ha'pas, except for bread. Bread is the highest form of wheat. Wheat, of course, grows in the ground. So the bracha on, let's say, a granola bar, or that's complicated, truth is, but the bracha on, let's say, like, oat cereal, you know, that you have to heat up, like, but you pour cold milk, it's muesli. So that's a brei pri hadama. To make it, yeah, but if you produce it hard, you make it into bread, the staple of life, which supports people, so then it gets special bracha. Shalapas omar hamoti lechem in haaretz, the one who takes the bread from the earth. Interesting bracha in a lot of ways. One of the ways it's interesting is that it was arranged to have 10 words on purpose. And it also, you make the bracha, you're supposed to have 10 fingers on the bread, it's a din. So you should remember like the 10 different stages that went into making bread. Bread is a big, big project. So a special bracha supports us, and it's a big human endeavor. So, hamotz lechem in arts. Yeah, bala yorakos, and as for yorakos, so now I told you before, usually brei pri adama refers to things that grow on the ground, but actually the truth is, we can make subcategories. We can say a pri ha'adama is a thing that's a fruiting body on the ground, like a strawberry or like a potato. It's like a. However, there are other things we eat that come from the ground that are just yorakos, greens, like a cabbage, a chive, chicory, right? Leeks. So you're not eating the fruit, you're eating like a grassy thing, you're eating the green, right? The plants. So on the plants, you all say brei pri adama, same thing as you know, but here Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, brei minei deshoim. He says in Masa Bereishis, you see there are different minim created. Hashem created peros and he created also desha. So desha is like grasses. And if you eat desha, it would have its own bracha. He similarly would say on kidneys, he'd say also separate bracha. Because there you're eating the seed. Right, the not the fruit, but the seed of the fruit. That's what kidneys are. Kidneys are foods that you eat, that the seeds are edible. That's what kidneys are. Legume is a shaky translation. So he would say also on that you'd make a special bracha on the kidneys. Probably minei zeroyim, you probably say, on the different kinds of seeds. Okay, but the lach of course is like Tanakama. We say brei pri adama and everything. Okay, Mishnah base. Now, what happens if you make a mistake? Berach laperas ha'ilan, if you made a bracha on fruit from the tree, brei pri ha'adama, you said brei pri adama on it. So that yotza, you're still yotzi, because it's true. It's true that apples also come from the ground, so you're okay. However, the converse, laperas ha'aretz, if you say on a tomato, brei pri ha'aretz, the one who created fruit of the tree, lo yotzi. You're not yotzi even b'diavad because it's not true. Tomatoes don't grow on trees, right? Va'kulam, and on all these things, im amar shakol niyeh b'dvaro, and the Sefarim would have the niyah would be the proper niyeh means present tense, and niyah means past tense, came into being or comes into being through his word yotza. Yotzi, because all these things are indeed come from Hashem. L'chadchila, you can't do this. Only b'diavad. In other words, you're dealing with you have a papaya in front of you, and you don't know what, or, you know, you don't know what's a bracha in papaya. Is it a brei pri adama, brei pri ha'aretz, or blueberries, or passion fruits? What do you call them? Passion fruits. You can't just say, "Oh, well, I'll say brei pri adama b'yelti." You can't do that. You're not allowed to l'chachila do it. But b'diavad, you b'yelti. No, I'm saying don't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. Can't do that. You have to. It's not called a suffix. They're just called. Go look it up in a book, right? Really? Go ask a rabbi. So you can't just use this as an easy way out. If you don't know, what you can do, of course, is eat two other things. Eat a other shakol and other adama and other eights and be motzi it misafik. That's what people do sometimes. If you have a real problem, like granola bars are our halachic nightmare, for example. Okay. So really, they're mamash a halachic nightmare. So that's why you have to get around it. Also, it's passion fruits. Certain things are really questionable for whatever reasons. So, okay, but you can't just say shakol and be done with it. Allow. Okay, you could wash though. But it won't help for fruits anyways. One help for fruit. Okay, Mr. Gimel. Al davar she'en gadula min ha'aretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, it means it doesn't take its nourishment through roots in the ground, you make a bracha shakol. So, for example, well, here we go. Ala chometz, on vinegar. This vinegar is dafka, this vinegar in this mishnah here is dafka wine that went soured. Okay? Bala novlos, and on fruit that either fell from the tree too early, or they, let's say that pshat, or picked too early, but the pashas, they fell off too early. And they never got the proper ripeness. Bala govai, and also on like locust. Omer shakol. On those things you say a shakol, right? Because they didn't grow from the ground. Similarly, ala chalav, on milk, bala gvina, and on cheese, vala beitzim, on eggs, omer shakol, you'll say shakol. There's a big question, why the second list? And it's a good question. The Gemaras we have, the Mishnayos and our Gemara don't actually have the second list, so maybe that's a good answer. But, right? In any case, the principle certainly stands, that anything that doesn't go from the ground, you make a shakol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shu min klala, things that are like a min klala, like a cursed species, a kind of thing that's a curse, is referring to Bepashas, the three things in the list above, the chometz, the novelist, the govai, although, but there's a parish that takes every possible permutation of which those three is referring to. Let's say all three for now. And those things, you according to Yehuda, ein mevarchin alav. You don't make a bracha because they're not good things. So in other words, chometz is you had good wine that went bad, so you don't say bracha on that. He holds. Right? Similarly, novelos, you had good fruit that went bad. They fell up early and they never got to where they're supposed to be, so no bracha on that. And similarly, locust, there is some kind of a kosher species of, there are kosher species of locust. I think the Moroccans will eat them. But he says those come through a curse, so they're actually an accursed species either way, so no bracha on them. Okay? Not the halacha. The halacha is, even on your, if you eat kosher grasshoppers, a locust, whatever they are, then make your bracha. Okay? Mishnah Dalin. You have a lot of things to choose from over. I should point out here, by the way, there's something conspicuously missing. There's no bracha of mazonos mentioned in the Mishnayos. Not there. There's nothing more. Again, sometimes the question is better than the answer. They're terutzim, but the kitzer, it's not here. Okay? That din, of course, is baked grain that's not, that's, actually, I didn't bake grain. Anything you make out of the five species of grains, halacha grains, which are wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Oats is a bit of a halachic question, but anyways, yeah, the halacha. Those five things, are considered tavua, grain, and if you make bread out of those things, foods out of those things, you can get a mazonos. There's also, if it doesn't look like bread, for whatever reason, certainly if it's boiled instead of baked, right, that's called the Maisa Gadera, or even if it is baked, but it's like, say, it's called a pasta baba kistin, it's literally bread with pockets in it, what that means, different perushim, some say it's sweet, some say it's filled, some say it's flaky, you know, like matzah crackery, like, you know, not flaky, what do you call it, brittle. So that doesn't look like bread, and the bracha be mazonos, until you're kaveh asura. Things that are boiled, you never say hamotzi on, it's always a mazonos. But the Mishnah mentioned none of that. There's one other category that we didn't mention at all, which is rice. Well, orez. Orez is like quasi grain. And although there's a machlokas, a big machlokas, because it has major halach ramifications, what is dochan and what is orez? We go that orez is rice and dochan is millet. Right? Millet. But there's actually a machlokas, and some say dochan is rice and orez is millet. Either way, lach l'maisa, we say a mazonos on rice, but it's not a bona fide grain, so you never get to al mechia afterwards. Okay, fine. Mishnah Dalin, hay l'fana minum harbe. If you have lots of different kinds of fruits in front of you, Rebuto Omer, im yesh b'neim min shiva, if you have from amongst them the seven species, mevarach alav, those get kadima. Really, we're talking about the five fruits of the seven, right? There's a pasuk. It says, it's describing Eretz Yisrael, it says it's an Eretz Chita Asora, it's a land of wheat and barley, the Gafen V'Te'en of a Rimon, of grapes and figs and pomegranates. Eretz, the word Eretz repeats itself, Zei Shemen Udvash, of olives, oily olives, and Dvash. Dvash means honey that comes from dates. So those five things, and those five fruits, those are called the species that Eretz Yisrael gets praised with, and those get kadima. There's actually they actually learn from the pasuk. Depending on how close the words are to the word Eretz, is where you have to choose between two things, like an olive and a date, which gets first. So I'll tell you the mnemonic that I use. You can have your own if you want. The one I remember is, if you imagine, believe it or not, if you're a date farmer, so you would say, our date got first prize. Our date got first prize. Stands for olive, date, grape, fig, pomegranate. I remembered it. Yeah. So anyways, those are the order amongst them. You're laughing at me, but that's how I remember it. You can remember the pasuk too, but the pasuk's hard because it's out of order, right? Two eretzes there. That's a olive, date, grape, fig, pomegranate. That's the order of kadima, not the order of the pasuk. Right? Okay? Any case, so Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have to choose between apples and figs get kadima. Okay? Now the chum omrim, the chum disagree. They say mevarchal eze mehen sheyirtze. Make a bracha. Is this mine? It's mine. You make a bracha on whichever one you want. In other words, it's a pretty fundamental machlokas on the nature of brachas going on under the surface here, of course. Whether it's what's objectively or subjectively good. Because subjectively, you really like apples more than you like figs. And you want to eat apple. One thing's for sure, la halacha, just so you should know, if you have a, I don't know, apples and dates in front of you, and you don't want to eat the dates, you want to eat the apples, of course you can make a bracha on the apples. You're not forced to eat the dates. But if you're going to eat both of them, and this applies to any kadima issue, if you're eating both of them, it's proper to say the one that has the bracha that's muktam first, the lead bracha, but only if you want to eat both of them. Okay? But, now, Mishnah, hey, in those days, the way they used to do things was they knew at a party, okay, when they had a proper meal, they used to drink before, then they'd have appetizers, then they'd eat, and then they'd get rid of, you know, the tables, and they'd bring out more booze. They'd bring out more wine, right? So it's like a lot. There's drinking before the meal and drinking after the meal, okay? So, here's the case here. Beruch ala yayin shlifnei hamazon. Before you started washing your hands and everything, you know, like, let's say, think of it as our Shabbos tables, right? You drink wine before you wash for bread. So, you knew you're going to have wine during the meal. So, pater es yayin shlachar hamazon. That will come to exempt the wine that comes after the bread. So, if you haven't benched yet, it covers later on. The issue here is, in general, a bracha rishona, bracha on food, extend whatever you had in mind. And so we're saying your stam das was that we assume that what you had in mind was like all the wine you're going to drink, because you knew it was going to happen. This wouldn't be the case if it would be just a regular Tuesday night, and for some reason you just had a cup of wine before your meal, then I don't know, you decide to whip out the wine during the meal, you have to another bracha, because you don't usually drink wine Tuesday nights during your meal, assuming you don't. Right? It's only because here, on Friday nights, or whatever, you know, you have it in mind. Or you're at a party, you know it's going to happen. Yep. Now, Beruch ala parperish lifnei mazon, made a bracha on the appetizers. Yeah. Made a bracha on the parperis, the hors d'oeuvres. The hors d'oeuvres before you wash for bread. Okay? So what are the hors d'oeuvres? Some say it's anything, like the Rav Bartonura says, anything that comes to supplement the bread. Whereas in those days, they basically ate bread for food, and they, like, you know, spiced it up with a bit of tuna fish, or a bit of meat, or a bit of cheese, or whatever it was. That's called the parperis, that which comes to be the lapis as a pas, you know, to, like, I don't know, just, you know, grease up the pas to get it down. You know. In this day and age, about 2 billion people live on just, like, one staple grain, like today still. You know, if you go to Indonesia, or China, they eat rice 3 times a day. Like how the Chazal used to eat, they have rice. They eat wheat here in the Mediterranean. They have rice, and this still, okay. So for lunch they have rice with like a bit of egg in it, and if they don't have rice, a bit of, I don't know what, noodles or pork or something in it. But yeah, that's what they'll. But it's just rice. So that's how they had it. They had bread. That's what they filled themselves up on. So if you made a bracha before on some food before you washed, so as an hors d'oeuvre, that will patras prepares l'achra mazon. That will come to exempt that kind of food after the meal. Some say it's a much easier read that it's a mazonosi food, like a cookie thing, whatever that is, right? Some sort of hors d'oeuvre, you know, we call it Frank's in a blanket, like something like that. So, you know, like some sort of hors d'oeuvre that has the bracha's mazonos. That will come to poter the mazonos at the end of your meal. So, what's shot there? When you make a mozi on food, you mozi everything in front of you. And really mozi everything in the course of the meal. The reason why is because a mozi is considered the bracha on like the whole meal, and everything else is this secondary to make the bread go down easier. Any food that isn't coming to fill you up is not operating as bread. It's something else. And you're not, halach lemaisa, it's not covered in the bracha. That's a very important point. So I took back what I said before about, I said you could wash and get out of the problem of fruit. It's not true. By fruit, since people normally eat fruit enough to fill up because of the taste of it, you know, for dessert, whatever it is. So since the function of fruit in the meal is not to fill you up, they need a separate bracha. And in dessert, dessert is not to fill you up. Dessert's past filling up time, right? You're full already. So dessert, as a general rule, is not covered by your hamotzi. There's a suffix if dessert's a mazonasy food, because there's a suffix what makes something bread versus mazonas plus baba kisnin. That's too complicated for now. But one thing's for sure, if whatever it is that is certainly possible baba kisnin, if it's like flaky and sweet and filled, you know, like an apple strudel, so the pashas, you should say a machlokas. If you ask me, don't ask me, but if I make a mazonos, if I apple strudel after my meal, so it's saying if you made a mazonos before you washed on the franks and a blanket, and you know the whole meal is coming, that would cover your mazonos at any meal also. You know, like, you know, little soy hot dogs inside the mazonos. Okay? That's a much easier read, you'll see why now. It says, Berach alapas, if you made a brach on the bread, pater es paperis. That'll cover the paperis, either whatever's coming to accompany the bread, or other mazonosy foods. Ala parperis, if you made a bracha on appetite, the hors d'oeuvre, whatever it is, lo pater es apas, you have to make a bracha still on the bread, hamotzi. Beishame omrim, af lo masa kadera. Beishame say, if you make a bracha on parperis, now, you have to say it's mazonos here, that even won't cover a maisa kadera. Maisa kadera is like something that's cooked in a pot. All the normal mazonos foods and breads are all baked grains. But a boiled grain is a different status. Never can be bread, like a pasta. So Beis Shammai says, the mazonos you say on your cookies, right, for the meal, won't be able to be mostly the mazonos you're going to say on your pasta. Because it's like both mazonos, but two different kinds of mazonos. Okay, it's Beis Shammai. It's not the luck, of course. Okay, Mishnah Vav. There's a din that says Barov Am Hadras Melech, with the multitudes of the people is the glory of the king, which basically means that it's preferable that everyone should make one bracha together and say Amen. One person should be multi to the group. In other words, when you're sitting at dinner on Friday night and someone wants to make hamotzi for you, the appropriate thing to do is let them make hamotzi for you, not everyone should take their own. I know chassidim have a different custom. Okay, but that's because it says like one person doing it for everyone is better. Okay, so now one of the things is when they used to have these serious parties, they used to do it as like b'haseba. Haseba means like reclining, like Pesach Seder style. But you know, in Pesach Seder, what they did is they had, in the good old days, they used to have like these couches, and they'd mamash, like, you know, like lie down, you know, like peeled grapes type of lying down, like lie down on their side, reclining on a bed like that. So. And they would have like a little table that would come up to them, you know, like they'd slide up and slide away, and they'd have waiters, you know, like the good old days. So that's called haseba. Haseba reclining, and that's like got a kviyas to it. You know, that's gonna go on for 4 hours with, you know, the whole sh. But if it's just yoshev, that's just sitting down, that's, you know, that's just like a perfunctory meal, you're just, you know, sitting at the cafeteria getting on your way. So it says, Ha Yoshvin Lechol, if a few guys get sit down together, like cafeteria style to eat, you know, it's not a everyone being kovea, we're gonna have a big meal together now. We're just sitting next to each other now, you know? So that, kolechad v'echad mavarach l'atmo. You don't have to wait for the other guy to make a motzi for you. Everyone's got their own schedule, and you're not really together. You didn't commit to eating together and bench together. Every man for himself, make your own bracha. However, hesebu, once they've come together, they said, let's, you know, parties at my place, you know, Friday night dinner, whatever it is. So then echad mavarach l'kulam. The proper thing to do is that one person makes motzi everybody. Like you see in a Sheva Brachos, or like you see in a Friday night dinner, that's appropriate. Okay? Now, so one man says for everybody. Now what happens if during the meal, the wine comes? Balim yayim besocha mazim. Wine came to them in the middle of the meal. So we don't say that one person should make it for everybody. Rather, kol echad ve'echad mevarach la'atzmo, everyone should make his own bracha. So the reason why the Gemara says is because his base abliya is in panoi, you know, his throat isn't available. So either means, and it's a choking hazard, or means he's not paying attention to you. He's busy, you know, he's busy gobbling down his food. Couldn't care less about your brachas. So either way, he's not paying attention, so you can't be yilti. So not right for him to jump onto your bracha. Instead, everyone makes their own bracha. However, l'achra mazon, once the food is done, they've removed the tables, and now they're all reclining around waiting for the wine to be served. So then again, everyone's you know, got one thing on their mind, more wine. In that case, they're focused. Echad mevarach lekulam. One person can say it for everybody. Now, missing words here in the Mishnah. The way it worked is, after they benched, so then they'd bring out the incense, right? For whatever reasons, some of us say, you know, made the food go down better. The pasha says the place just stank. It was a world before refrigeration, everything stank, and that's what they did. Cleaned up the place, and they made incense. Made it smell nice. So, the point is that in those days, that was protocol. Protocol was, you know, you wash, you mind makronim, you bench, and then you bring out the mugmar, you bring out the incense. So, that's, since it's part of the package, whoever had the zchus, their mechabit through the benching, like he's entitled also, as like part of the package deal, to also make the bracha and the mugmar. He makes the bracha, b'rei isfei b'tzamim, or b'rei atzei b'tzamim, or b'rei b'tzamim, whatever the bracha is, on the particular food you're smelling, where it came from, he makes the bracha for everybody. Even if, like in the meantime, after you bench, some big roshiva walked in, the schus is going to go to the guy who made the bracha. That's what it says inside, but those words are missing. So it says, Vahu, that guy, the guy who benched, right, even though he's a little schnook, and now the big roshiva has come in, Omar al Mugmar, he gets to still make the bracha on the Mugmar. Even though the Mugmar only comes after the Suda, you shouldn't think they're separate. It's a package deal, it's protocol, and he must say the bracha. He has a schus to say a bracha for everybody. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. This is the Mishnah, that's the principle of Ikar and Tafel. Ikar and Tafel means that you're having a package deal of things, and you're only eating one thing to facilitate the eating of the other. What you really want is, you know, cornflakes and milk is, in our world, a simple example. You don't take a bracha on the milk, because it's just there, you can't get the cornflakes down without wetting them first. So no bracha. Even if halach lemaisa, you know, you drink down the milk afterwards, and no cornflakes left, there's no new shackle. You know, even if it's cocoa, whatever. Cocoa rice, cocoa pops, right? Still, that's Ikar Tafel. So here, the most extreme case, Hevi'u lefanav maliach. They brought this guy something salty. We'll say it's like, you know, think of like a really salty herring. The Gemara brings it as a, yeah, fine. And he wants to eat the herring, and you know, but you can't eat the herring with your fingers, so you gotta eat with something. But the case really brings down here is that you need it to. You only want the herring, and you need something else to get it down because it's so salty. It's got so much brine on it that you need to wash down with something. Ufas imo, and that's the bread. The bread is coming here just to scrape it down your throat. You know? But you don't want bread at all. Mevarach al maliach, you make a bracha on the shakel, on the herring, the salty or sardines, whatever they are. Before the rest of the pas, and you are then put to the pas, which is just acting like milk. They go very far. They never want The Mefarshim, they want pas bread to be tafel, so they make it like a very, the Gemara has a very extreme case, where like, you were already gorged on like fruits, so you can't eat, there's no room for anything left, so you're already full. And then, you have to, you know, cut the sweetness of the fruit, so you eat a salty thing. And then, the salt is so much, you have to wipe it down with some bread. The point is, you don't want bread because you're stuffed already. That's the Gemara makes it. Because normally, bread is never tafel. Even mezonos is hardly ever tafel. Right? Yeah, except for the styrofoam ice cream cones. I think those are always helpful to them. Seriously. Anyways, yep. Okay. Zeaklal, this is the principle. Kol shu ikar v'imo tfeila. If you have a main thing and with it is a secondary thing, just to accompany it. So, bevarach al ikar, you make a bracha on the main thing. Ufot res ha tfeila, you make a... And the tafel is... The secondary thing is niftar. It's either bracha... It's exempted from bracha. So... For example, if you have a mixture of fruit salad, you got some adama and some brei pareitz. That's a better example of halacha lemaisa. So if you have the majority. If the majority is an adama, you make a brei pareitz adama, even though there's brei pareitz in there. It's tafel to the mixture. Okay, the big world of halachas. Yeah, we can do one more. Yeah, we'll do one more. Achal. Okay, last here is about benching. Mishnah Ches about benching. It says achal te'enim anav v'rimonim. If you ate and are filled up on figs, grapes, or pomegranates, those are from the seven species, right? Mevarach achrein shalosh brachas. Make three brachas on them. That's a reference to Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon Midurais has three brachas in it, right? The first one is on the food itself, Hazan. The second one is Alaret. And the third one is on
Yerushalayim, on Yerushalayim, on Yerushalayim.
Yeah. So those three are midoraisa, right? And so that's the three. There's a fourth added because of Beitar. There's a miracle when in the Bar Koch rebellion, Beitar was the main city, and the Romans killed about 400,000 people there, between 250 and 400,000 people there. And as a penitent, they said they can't bury them. This was in August, in Adar, right, in Av, I should say. And the bodies would have rotted, but a miracle happened, Mamash, a miracle happened, and eventually negotiated to bury the dead. I think it was maybe in years later, and they hadn't rotted. The mace, the bodies, and no epidemic and plague took over the country. So they made such a big deal, they made a bracha to remember that. It's called the Tova Meitiv. Hashem is good and does good. That's the fourth bracha, but okay. So on these foods, since they're part of Eretz Yisrael's produce, make a bracha on them, all three brachas, you bench on them. That's the Rabban Gamliel. That's the Rabban Gamliel, the same Rabban Gamliel who said when you daven, you have to say all 18 brachas and there are no shortcuts. The Chum, Omer, the Chum say no, bracha achas me'ein shalosh. One bracha that's a me'ein, remember, like a scale version of those three. So that's our, what we call Alamichia. It has all three topics in it, plus the Tova Meitiv, the fourth topic, bottom line. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva's more, cool, I don't know, or Machmir, or Makel. But he says, not even if it's the mazonos, even if it's bread or any of the fruit that Eretz Yisrael prays with, if you achal shelak, even if you ate just cooked vegetables, v'hu mazono, and that was your meal, that filled you up, so now you're full. It says v'achalta v'zavata v'rachta, you'll be satisfied at bench. So mevarach achrav shalosh brachos, you bench even on your, you know, vegetable from the pot. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Okay, last ketel here, last bit. Hashos amayim letzamo. If you make a drink water because you're thirsty, daf because you're thirsty, because water has no taste. And birchas anen and brachas rishonos are on the benefit, like the enjoyment in your mouth, not for the nutrients inside, the nutrition. But so if there's no enjoyment to water because it tastes like nothing, if you're not thirsty, you're just, you know, hydrating yourself before your marathon or drinking a pill, no bracha. But if you're thirsty, omer shakol niyed bivaro. And according, or Nihya B'dvaro, like the same as before, everything comes from Hashem. Rav Tarfon says, either because water is so important, or because water is so not relatively so important, either way, he says, they make the bracha, Brain of Fashos Rabos, who created many souls, the Chesronon, and their lackings. And Hashem created all the lackings to fulfill our lackings. So he says, that bracha, Loch Lamaith, of course, you know what we do, we make both. All right. Shkach.